Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics say there are no words to convey the organization's heartbreak over the death of NBA star Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. The two died in a helicopter crash yesterday in California. Kobe was 41, Gianna was 13. Former Cape Cod League baseball coach John Altobelli and his wife and daughter were also killed in the crash. The Celtics released a statement on Bryant, saying our fans were fortunate to watch him as he contributed many memorable chapters to the Celtics-Lakers rivalry. Bryant got a mixed reaction from the Garden crowd ahead of his last game in Boston on December 30th, 2015.
Playing his final game in Boston, number 24, Kobe Bryant.
Mix of cheers and boos there for Kobe Bryant. For more on Kobe's legacy, we're joined this morning by WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, who's come into the studio to talk about this tragedy. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
So you covered Kobe Bryant. Tell us what your thoughts are this morning on the day after this.
Well, I think, first of all, like a lot of people, just still in disbelief and shock that this has happened. And part of that is because even though he retired in 2016, he was still such a part of the NBA game. You would see him on the sidelines watching the action with his daughter, Gianna. Also, though, when you think of Kobe and when I've been reflecting on his legacy, it wasn't just what happened on the court. It was also getting to talk to him in the locker room beforehand or after games or after some practices. And it always struck me just how curious he was about different things. It wasn't always about basketball. Sometimes we talk about soccer. We talk about foreign travel. You always walked away from a conversation with Kobe impressed by how his perspective went far beyond the game.
The Celtics beat Kobe's Lakers in 2008 for the NBA title, but then lost to them in 2010 in a series where Kobe was the MVP. What do you think Kobe Bryant means to the Celtics of today?
Well, he was an idol. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to put it. And one of the tributes I saw was a post by Jason Tatum on Instagram. He posted a throwback photo. It was Kobe in his playing days with his arms around a very young Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum was a boy and in this oversized Lakers jersey. And then he wrote, Tatum wrote, basically, that Kobe was the reason I started to play this game, the reason I fell in love with this game. And then he said, growing up, wanting to be just like you, to you becoming a mentor, beyond thankful for everything you've done for me.
Off the court, you covered 2003 legal proceedings in Colorado around the sexual assault allegations against Kobe Bryant. Those charges were dismissed, but Bryant admitted to having what he thought was a consensual relationship with a woman. What do you remember about that?
One thing I remember is just the it was very surreal, very strange. There was this mix of sports journalists and Hollywood celebrity journalists, and you saw how Kobe's celebrity transcended sports. And you also saw that, like everyone, Kobe was a complicated person.
In his retirement, Kobe Bryant became a big advocate for women's basketball and hoped that his daughter would one day play here in New England, right?
Yeah, his daughter Gianna, the one who died with him in the crash, got him back into NBA basketball, breaking down film. You saw Kobe and his daughter on the sidelines of NBA games. He was teaching her about the games. And one thing that always struck you when you saw those images was just the pride and love on his face. And Gianna wanted to play for the UConn women's basketball program. They actually, Kobe and Gianna actually went to some UConn games. And then she wanted to go on and play in the WNBA. And from all the highlights I've seen of her, she was developing a game to do that. But Kobe's love of women's sports went beyond watching Gianna play. He loved going to WNBA games. He was a big supporter of the U.S. women's national soccer team. And that was all part of the tragedy. I mean, he died at 41, and you got this feeling that he was just figuring out where he wanted to put his time and his energy. And there was this real excitement about what the future was going to be for him and for Gianna.
Well, cut short in the helicopter crash in California yesterday, I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about Kobe Bryant as this week goes on. WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about this.
Thank you.